Home of the Shy Talk. How are you today, Kyo?
I'm good, Noz. How are you?
I am fantastic. Noah, we got up and coming for everyone today. I am buzzing.
Very excited for it.
I have to say, this is my personal favourite episode so far. I am so excited to get going on this one.
Very proud to say I had the idea for it, so.
It was one of them things that I didn't want to suggest because I know how much I wanted to do it, but yeah. I wasn't sure if you'd be interested in it. So the fact that you suggested it, I jumped at it.
Must clarify from the offset, boys. We are doing our review of J. Cole's new album. Noza is a massive fan of J. Cole. He loves him. I'm very indifferent about him. Would like a few of his songs, wouldn't know that many. So that's why I thought this would be a good one to do. We get both views.
Yes, so I do love J. Cole. He's one of my favourite rappers, especially current day rappers. He's incredible. And I can thankfully say that his new album, The Off Season, which came out yesterday, has lived up to expectations, in my opinion, anyway.
It does seem to be an amazing album. But Before we get into all the album stuff, did you hear about J. Cole and his big basketball move?
Yes, I have heard about that. For those of you that haven't heard, J. Cole is going to play professional basketball to Rwandan. What was it? The Rwandan national team, was it? Or what was it?
I think it's your random national team.
He's representing Rwanda in the BAL, so I'm assuming that's the Basketball Something League.
Yeah.
Basketball Association League. Basketball African League, isn't it?
Obviously, it's African.
No, but Basketball African League. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
That is, when Naza said that to me, I didn't believe him.
Honest to God, it was so funny. Because I just noticed, he was calling out a lot, there was a lot of basketball references throughout the album, and then I saw someone going like, what the fuck, he's going to play basketball in Rwanda.
Insane.
Yeah, he's number 15. I'm definitely getting out of the back of my J. Cole Rwandan basketball jersey. Okay, so the first track we got here, Kyo, going straight into it, 95 South. What do we think?
It was what an introduction to the album. What a great way to start it out. In my opinion, the best line in the whole album is in the first song.
First song? What one is it?
Oh, you know what one it is.
Yeah, I have a feeling I know what one it is, but you're going to tell the public.
Could put an M on your head right now, you Luigi's brother. Love it.
I
absolutely love it.
I love that line. That is just lyrical genius, that is.
It is.
And there's not very often you get a Super Mario Bros. Reference in a rap song, it's a nice change of pace.
Did you see what happened on Twitter?
No, what happened to Twitter?
Luigi started trending, all the Mario fans, they didn't know what was going on.
Luigi started trending.
Yeah, Luigi started trending, all the Mario fans and Nintendo fans were like, what's happening here?
Oh, God.
It's amazing.
Well, I have to say, for me personally, I think this opening track is absolutely amazing. I think it's the best intro track of J. Cole's career, bar maybe For Whom the Bell Tolls from For Your Eyes Only, but I just think it hits hard. The beat is amazing and J. Cole's delivery is on point.
It's fantastic. We do have different opinions on the outro, though.
I have very few criticisms of this album, but one of them does come from this song, and it's Lil Jon's outro at the very end of the song, and I do think it's a little jarring. I feel like it's from a different, like it feels like it's not from that same song.
The complete other side of the spectrum, I fucking love the outro. I think it suits the song well. It doesn't suit the song perfectly, I should say. But it does suit the song well. And I think it just adds a nice little bit of contrast.
See, to me, if we were here now, we're bumping this out your back garden, and I'd be like, oh, this is an unbelievable song. I love listening to it. I'd be very proud to play this in your back garden. Until we get to Lil Jon's bit, and I'm just like, I hope the neighbours can't hear that. So that's a bit embarrassing now. Represent yo shit, motherfucker. You know, it's like, it's a bit cringy.
Bit of hype, though.
Yeah.
At the end of it.
No, it's a bit of hype, but
I can definitely see that part being the best part to be working out to. When he's just there on his solo shit.
Oh, God.
Represent, well, yo, shit.
It's just, no, there is a little bit of me that likes it in a cringy sort of way, but like if I was playing that outside my house and anyone else could hear it, I'd be like, I'd be like, that's the end. Like,
I get don't that. Listen to that. I get that.
Yeah. But overall, it's a great intro track and it kicks the album off in a great way.
It does. It's definitely.
It's an amazing song. And then we move on to the second track, Amari. What do you think of that one, Gil?
Oh, well, the opening to the song is just amazing. The ba-da-ba, ba-da-ba. Yeah. I love it. Absolutely. And the track doesn't disappoint. Coming up behind it, it's very solid behind.
Yeah, it's a very solid follow-up, isn't it?
Yeah, I wouldn't like it as much as the first track, but I think it is a good follow-up track.
No, I definitely would. It gets your head pumping to that. Yeah. Like, yeah, like,
definitely.
It's one of them. And the whole album, I have to say, the whole album is like that. It's so good, in my opinion. Like, there are
great songs throughout. Like, there's no song that lets it down.
Yeah, it's so consistent as an album. It's crazy.
It's hard to pick. Well, I'm finding it very difficult to pick a song that is my least favourite song in the album, which is a very good sign.
Exactly, it's a very good sign. And we're obviously at the end of this video, we're going to pick our top 5 songs from the album in no particular order. And yes. I'm trying to think of it as we're talking about it now, and I'm really, really struggling. Because
it is a struggle.
Like, I can't even pick between them first two tracks we just talked about, and like both of them, unfortunately, we can't play them for you because of copyright issues. We wish that we could.
It would be amazing.
We strongly urge you to go listen to it, and
they're
an amazing album, and they're both amazing two songs.
I must say also, even if you're not a J. Cole fan, it's just great music, and he has, throughout the album, he has a great flow, and he like switches up nicely, which I really appreciate.
His pen game is on point here.
It sort of means there's something for everyone, because if you're into the lyrics, there's great lyrics throughout it. If you're into the flow, there's fantastic flow. If you're into the beats can be similar throughout the songs, but they're still like great beats the whole time.
I think it's the best production of J. Cole's career, though. It's the most versatile. Like, he has some like throwback beats back to old hip hop. Yeah. He has kind of some newer age beats that like you'd hear like mumble rappers use, and he raps over them. Like, it's something for everyone, and he brings his own style to every single one. And
yes, he does.
His flow is so distinctive on every one. He changed up on every song, and it's brilliant. Like,
even like the features he picked were very good features too.
Yeah, and he doesn't tend to have features. It's something that you very rarely see on a J. Cole album, and every feature he has in this album,
you can see that he could see that he took his time deciding who would be good with him.
Exactly.
And he definitely shows right.
He collaborates with Bass a lot, and Bass is on a few songs throughout this album. He's on 100 Mil, he's on Hunger on Hillside, he's on Let Go My Hand, and I think that's it. That's 3 songs out of the 12, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's 25% of songs. Like, and Bass, they have good chemistry. They do have very good chemistry.
They work very well together. Like, it seems to be, they just work off each other. They bounce off each other well in the song.
And speaking of features, we go to the next song, which has the most features on the album. Joint most, I suppose. My Life with 21 Savage and Murray.
My Life is one of my favourite songs on the album. The part where, what was the 21 Savage and who?
Murray.
Murray. Where Murray's singing, I really like it. It's very good.
He sings very well.
21 Savage is very good on the album as well. Or on the track, just the only issue with 21 Savage being, Nasa, would you like to reveal the issue?
Yes.
that you fucking pointed out to me and I hadn't noticed beforehand.
It's the only other critique I have the whole album. And when we jotted down some mini notes, some quick notes there, and I had 2 critiques of the entire album, and this is the second one of them, is that 21 Savage's ad-lib of 21 after nearly every sentence he says in his verse is so annoying, and it doesn't it's actually a very good feature verse. He does a very good job, and I wouldn't be a massive 21 Savage fan, but he brings his A-game.
He
really needs to stop that fucking ad-lib.
Yeah, no, the ad-lib, it was a little bit too off that he went with it. I hadn't noticed it when I was listening through it first time. First couple of times I listened, I didn't notice, but as soon as Nasa said it to me, I could not unhear.
Well, I pray to God that I have not ruined.
It definitely
please don't let that ruin your
It
health,
does not ruin the song, I must say that. And it might take the song down a notch or two, but it doesn't ruin it, because it's just that much of a good song. It is a great, great track.
And J. Cole, his verse in this, he starts off with kind of slower, kind of melodic at the start, and then he completely switches his flow like I'd say about 30 seconds in, and oh my lord, he hits hard, and yeah. he is going, that's a home run, like he
that
is,
that was great.
It's arguably one of his best verses on the entire album. It's a brilliant Maybe, song, yeah. and it's,
I can see that,
I can already tell you, it's gonna, I'm pretty sure it'll be on both of our top fights. It's an amazing song.
But yeah.
Here's one, and this always puts a smile on my face, this song, and every time I listen to it, Applying Pressure, it's just such a throwback to old school hip hop, yeah. and I love it.
I like the beat is very good.
Oh, it is. It's beautiful.
A great throwback beat.
And it's great hearing Cole on a beat like that.
Yeah.
And it's so good. Like I cannot get over how good the production on this is, because there's times on Cole's last album, KOD, I thought the production was very boring.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to say, I thought it was fairly dull. I wasn't mad about the album as a whole. I wasn't mad about the Kill Edward persona that he had in that. And it hurt my hype for Cole, because I love J. Cole, but I was a bit disappointed with that last album. And then hearing this album is, it's leagues above KOD. Oh, it is so good. It genuinely, I know it's controversial for anyone that listens to J. Cole, everyone considers 2014 Forest Hill Drives, that's his masterpiece. Yeah. That is his number one album. But genuinely, I think this could rival it, if not top it. I think this is just fantastic. And
big, big call.
Oh, and Applying Pressure is just, it's brilliant. Oh, I love it. I genuinely fucking love it.
It is. It's great, great song. And Nozzle with controversial opinion there. Just by the way, I'm not the only one with them.
don't worry. When we get into this, the more topics that come, you're going to hear my controversial opinion. There's yeah. plenty of them. It's just Kyo has them more ready at hand. And to be honest, yes. he's been fairly funny so far. So I've enjoyed hearing them. Just wait until I've heard, trust me, we've talked about episodes we're going to do in the future. Just wait until you hear some things he said to me that are going to be coming to you soon, because they're fucking mad. Oh, God. So, do you have anything more to add on track number 4?
Not a whole lot. Just the main thing I had about that was I really liked the throwback beat, and it was very good, and it was nice. Like, he flowed well on it, and I really appreciated that.
And I find it very hard. Like, I remember just listening to Snoop Dogg's new album, From the Streets to the
Not Sweets. The whole album yet, no.
See, his is a very throwback sort of album to kind of like 90s, kind of early 2000s hip hop, but it does it. That's what I'm so impressed by how J. Cole does on that song in particular, is because when you're getting a throwback sort of album, if it doesn't match the quality of the albums back then, it makes you want to, or it reminds you of the albums you were listening to back then, but you're just like, I'd actually rather listen to the album I was listening to back then. Whereas
this song is different.
Yeah, it's like an homage to like that.
Yeah.
And it's like paying respect, but also adding something new to it. And I just think it's a brilliant song.
It is an amazing song.
Then we go on to what would be my personal least favorite track of the whole album. And this is nothing against the song as a whole, because I actually really like the song. I think it speaks volumes to how highly I rate this album. Is Punching the Clock. What do you think about this one, Gil?
I think it's a good song. It's nice flowing the whole way through. My favorite part of the whole song is at the end when he goes into a bit of a monologue, and it's not as much rap. He's just talking away. I think it fits the beat well, it fits the song well. It's a good way to close it out. I think it suited very well to that track in particular.
Yeah. No, I agree 100%. And as I said, I don't want to see him hating the song, because I have no criticism of the song at all. It's just probably the one I'll give the least replay.
I can see that could be the least replayable. And what I liked about it being the monologue is also a bit of a, like, it's a downer thing that you wouldn't want to listen to that many times. Like, you'll get to, like, I will get bored of the monologue eventually, but for now, that is my favourite part of the song.
Yeah. And then we move on to one that, when I've been chatting about with anyone that's listened to the album, when I was chatting about with Kyo seems to be in the same boat as me with this song, but, like I said, Craig, who is also, Craig Kelly, also a huge J. Cole fan, and then a few of the other lads, they don't seem to be mad about this song, and I would have to say it's probably the one I've listened to the most, and I actually really, really enjoy the song, 100 Mil with Bass.
I really, really like this song. I the thing I appreciate the most is that he sort of goes for a bit of a mumble rap style at times,
yeah.
but even though he's doing the mumble rap, you can still hear him, and you can still hear what he's saying, which is something that you just don't get in mumble rap. Like, usually they're mumbling away and you don't have no fucking clue what they're saying first listen.
Yeah.
But this one, I heard first listen, I was able to hear pretty much everything he said clearly, which is very rare, and I love it. It's great.
I just think it's one of these songs that it's so unlike J. Cole. It's a song that J. Cole typically would never do. But it shows off his versatility. And
he really showed off that he can go anywhere.
Yeah, he can go anywhere, and he always brings his A-game. I think that this song kind of encapsulates the whole where he was going with this album as a whole. Did you watch the documentary released kind of on YouTube?
No,
it's like
I
a 12-minute documentary.
I haven't, no.
So basically what he was talking about was the fact that rappers that... So you know when a rapper makes the, breaks into the game and they have a clear message in their head of like what they want to do?
Yeah.
You know, like, I want to talk... I want to have this album that talks about this and an album that talks about that. And he was saying how he's done that. He's done everything he had, the plan he had coming into the game. He's done everything he wanted to do. And he was at a crossroads in his rap career. And he's like, this is when people tend to fall off.
Yeah.
Which is will be...
Which is very true.
Yes. And that's when he goes, like, where do I get the spark from? He took time out of the game. It's 3 years since KOD came out. Which to me seems like a crossroads album. Even though I know it's an album that he kind of planned himself. But it just seemed a bit rushed and all that. And then he took time out for this. And that, as I said...
It has shown that he's taken the time with
it. Yeah, he's taken the time to hone in his art. And it's paid off. And... I think that this song, it's so replayable as well, and it's so refreshing to hear him over a beat like this.
Yeah.
And I love the song.
It is probably one of my favourite songs on the album.
Yeah.
It's very, very good.
It's a brilliant song.
It goes very well.
Exactly. And I have to say, I do think, I would urge Craig when he's listening to this, please listen to 100 Mil again, because I...
Listen it back a couple of times. It definitely grows on you as you listen more as well.
Yeah, it's a
grower. I liked it the first time I heard it, but I liked it more the second time.
Exactly, and this is another one that I didn't know what song to address this on, but J. Cole has never really been much. You know how you have rappers that kind of sing their own choruses?
Yeah.
Drake is probably a main one. Eminem does it an awful lot as well.
Yeah.
Drake was the one that kind of made it popular though, but J. Cole never.
Bring it in.
J. Cole never really sang. Like, even when he did his own chorus, it wasn't really singing. And he does dip into a lot of singing in this album for his own choruses. And I think there's no better example.
I think it works very well. It's another show of his versatility, showing that he's able to sing as well.
Hmm.
And it doesn't even, like, if it is auto-tuned, you can't hear the auto-tune, which is a big thing. Because there's a lot, like, you hear, there's certain songs that come out from, like, YouTubers or TikTok stars and stuff, and they're trying to be singers, and it's sort of the same thing when a rapper goes into trying to be a singer.
Yeah.
A lot of the time you can hear the auto-tune in their voice, and that's what takes it down. Like, it always sort of takes from the song, but you can't hear any auto-tune in his voice when he's going, which I appreciate a lot. Which means he could be just a very good singer.
Yeah, and he doesn't sound bad. I know he's been on record saying, I'm not a good singer. Like, I don't want to sing. But it's like that thing, and I feel it exactly when Eminem sings his chorus. It's one of the things that you know he's not a great singer. Like, you know, if he didn't have the rap ability that he had, like, he's not going to make it on the charts, hit Billboard number one with a pop song or something.
Yeah.
But his singing, because it sounds so realistic, because, you know, like, most of us, 99% of people out there are not naturally good singers.
Yeah. Well, and what do you mean most of us, Naughty? You're a great singer.
Yeah, I am just naturally gifted, in fairness. Like, I am just ahead of my time.
Absolutely gifting all of our podcasts. Looking listeners with your beautiful voice, week in, week out.
And that ain't going nowhere. Ain't going nowhere, folks. But there's something about the fact that he just sounds so natural, and the fact it doesn't sound perfect, like, it sounds more raw, and it connects with you listening to it, and I have more of an appreciation for that, and I just think it sounds really well. Yeah. Okay, so then we move on to one song that I think is going to be one of the standouts from this project.
Yeah.
And it's Pride is the Devil with Lil Baby.
I can see that being a standout, but in my opinion, I don't like Lil Baby that much.
Mm.
So it wouldn't be one of my favourite songs in the album. Yeah. But I can definitely see it being a standout song overall, and definitely being a charted song.
I think the instrumental is so unique. Like, it's very different to the rest of the album.
It is.
It's a big change of pace. I think the subject matter is, it's good. Like, it's, and it's true. Like, pride does cause a lot of problems. People are, like, it's one of the things. Like, how many problems do you have? Like, you see fights in the night or whatever. It's all because pride. No one wants to back down. No one wants to be the bigger man and say, no, I don't want this. You don't look weak in front of your mates.
Yeah.
Pride is an awful big thing. And I just think he approached it really well. And I actually do think that Lil Baby brings one of his better verses on this.
I mean, despite how much, like, I don't like very many Lil Baby songs at all, but this is definitely the best song I've heard him on.
Yeah.
I think it's a very good song. And J. Cole, like, never mind Lil Baby on it. If it's just J. Cole on it, it's fucking amazing song.
Yeah.
But Lil Baby did have a good verse, just not my type of music, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, no, I can understand that completely.
Although, having said that, there is a big chance that I end up being a massive hypocrite in this in a playlist. there's a fairly big chance that happens.
So I can see it.
I can see it growing on me big time.
So we go on to then another track, Let Go My Hand, and this for me is one of the two really emotional tracks on the whole album.
Fucking massive stoner song.
Yeah, see, the way
I can see myself panned out already.
See, the way he approaches the chorus, it does, you know, I can understand completely why you would see it as a stoner song.
Yeah, no, I don't think it is a stoner song. I just think it
sounds like
the sort of song that you can just chill out to. But like, it's no matter what, you can just chill out to it. It's a great song. It's nice and slow, but also at points it's like nice lyrics coming out of an Everton. It's a fairly good song.
I just love the way the subject matter of it, and I just think it hits really hard. Like, he's talking about being the father of a black son and his fears of him when he grows up and like all the problems he's going to face. And it does, especially, I suppose, last year we've had all the George Floyd stuff, and then you see on the football, we always have them taking a knee, and all the race abuse that you see after every match.
Yeah, like, I don't know, and it's social media, like, literally, Fred is the one that I use as my example every time, because he's, like, I follow Fred on Instagram, so I see it myself every week. But he's, like, he's such a happy guy, and then you just see on his Instagram, whenever he posts up, it's always just abuse to him, and you're just...
Yeah.
Don't understand that.
Exactly, and it's disgusting, and I just don't know how people think that it's okay to say that.
Yeah.
Like, what makes you think, because, someone made an album you didn't like, or because someone played a football match that he didn't have his best match, or because, you don't look at someone on the corner of the street or whatever. What gives you the right to say anything like that?
Yeah, I know.
And I'm trying to put myself in Cole's shoes there, and thinking, if I was the father of a black son, and I was just thinking about what's life going to be for my boy, especially in America.
I get you.
And I'm just, I don't know, it does hit, I can feel the emotion in it first.
Yeah, you can.
Then, yeah,
you
I
can
just
tell
it's
real.
Yeah, it does, it feels really real, and he's always been one for that. He's never been one to kind of fake his persona. We know that from Wet Dreams, which is, like, it's an embarrassing subject matter for most people, and he tackles that head on. That's from 2014, Forest Still Drives. And he does a very similar, on what track is it now where he, I think it is, it really is. So what is this line from Let Go My Hand, from this song as well. And he says, if I said I was the toughest growing up, I would be lying. I had a fear of getting punched while everybody eyeing. Add to that a constant fear of dying. That's what I'm saying, that's real. Like, most people, most rappers in particular, want to appear, they're tough.
They show themselves off, they're there, they flex the millions, they flex the women, they flex the cars, they flex everything.
Exactly, and it's that thing, is that he's being real, he's being himself, he goes, I amn't tough.
He keeps himself humble.
Yeah, he's the same Jermaine he always was before he was famous, and I appreciate that a lot. I think that song is such a standout moment of the album.
It is. It's a very good song.
Then we'll move on to the single that he released last week, which is, fun fact, the first interlude to go number one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's huge.
Mainly because it's the first interlude to ever be released as a single.
But same time, it's still an impressive feat.
Yeah, and it's a great interlude. It really is.
It comes in before the last three tracks of the album, isn't it? Three more tracks afterwards.
Yeah, three more tracks after. And it is just really good. To me, it gives me real middle child kind of vibes.
I get that, yeah. And that is one of my favourite J. Cole songs. That's the only J. Cole song that before this album I had in the playlist, and I had it played nearly every day.
Well, you know I'm going to be fucking getting you to listen to a lot of Forest Hill Drives now. I'm going to be getting you to listen to this. That's a great album. You seriously need to give that a listen.
But this song in particular, what I really liked about it was, I'm a massive Tech N9ne fan. I love Tech N9ne.
Yeah, and that
shout out. He mentions Tech N9ne in it, and then afterwards has the shadowing voice after him that repeats it at the end of each line, which is a very Tech N9ne style sort of thing to do, and I really appreciate it. I think it works very well with the song, made it sound great, and it's just a fantastic way to do it, I think.
And can we just appreciate one of the best bits of lyricism I've seen in the last 10 years, which, when Cole says that...
It took me a second.
Yeah, no, I was telling you the shit out of this. So when he saw more Coca-Cola than the soda industry... What a line, like, that is
it
brilliant.
Is a good line.
And the thing that annoys me is that I remember when the single came out, that before the whole album, that song came out, and I go on to Twitter and I see everyone giving him shit. It's like, J. Cole with corny bars. And I was like, it's just brilliant lyricism.
Yeah,
it's just punchline after punchline. And I was like, that's a great line.
It is a good line. It's a very good line, actually.
And I know Kyo approves it with his Coca-Cola hat on his head as we speak. So That's a fact.
Hashtag sponsored.
And that reminds me, actually, this episode is brought to you by Monster Energy. Sure. Grab one at a local shop near you today. We're not sponsored by Monster.
Yeah, I know.
Just spoiler there. We're not making
just a real, that's a real quick semi-John Anik impression. It wasn't really.
Oh, no. I'd be doing talking P3 or what's the other one?
Modelo,
yeah, Modelo.
Memora, bold character.
Was it Devour? Frozen Foods.
Oh, yeah, the Devour Frozen Foods is the best.
Oh, God, John Anik is the GOAT. He is the GOAT of fucking commentating.
Although, we are meant to be talking about J. Cole. Yeah. For anyone that doesn't know, John Anik is a commentator on the UFC, and he's a big personality in the sport as well.
Big personality in the sport. And we have our predictions there for UFC 262, so if you want to check out our other episode on that. The fights are on tonight, so you'll have to be quick if you want to see me and Kyle's predictions before the fights start.
That was our real bonus episode there.
Yeah, and we're both really excited to stay up for that. But I suppose we'll go back to the episode, will we, Kyle?
Yeah.
Alright, so now we get to the third last track on the album, The Climb Back. This was originally released as there was two songs in the Lewis Street kind of EP little shit.
Yeah.
So it was that, and geez, what was the other song you had in that EP? Was it Lion King on Ice or something?
It might have been that. I'll have to
double check that one. But so it wasn't originally meant to be on this album. This song has gone through a lot of trouble. It was originally meant to be on J. Cole's album, The Fall Off, which is now his next album.
Okay.
And we'll speculate more on that once we finish this review of the actual album. Then it got released on that two-track EP, and now it ended up on the off-season. So it's gone through a lot of trouble, but I think it's a really good song.
It is a good song. I would say it's not one of my favourite ones. Like, it wouldn't be one of the best ones on the album, in my opinion. No. But, again, this album is just great overall. It's hard to be one of the best songs.
Yeah, it's jam-packed with so many highlights that even when you're speaking a little bit more negatively on a song, it's by no means it's just not as good as the other amazing songs on the album.
Yes.
It's a good change of pace. It's probably the slowest song in the entire album. And it is good. I do like it, and
I like the change of pace he uses, though, because he does it well. He does it at good points in the album, just sort of like resetting the tone.
Yeah.
And it gives him the chance afterwards to go back up and bring the pace back up more.
And see, for me, I'm looking at it as if he's, after KOD and the 3-year break, he's climbing back to the top. And I'm just like, you are? I said, you're doing a great job, Cole. I love it. And this brings me on to the second last track of the album, Close. What do you think of that one, Cole?
So this is probably my favorite beat on the album. The beat in this song is just amazing. I love it. It goes great. The lyricism goes very well with it, and his flow is it's very well suited. It's a very apt beat for the flow.
Mm.
And I just think it's a great song overall. It wouldn't be top tier of the album, but it's definitely pushing into that top five. It's one of the ones that has me questioning myself here.
Yeah, and I know as we're getting closer now, we're getting closer to giving our verdict on the top five. It is hard, but little spoiler there for you, ladies and gentlemen, this one's definitely in my top five, because I think this is the other hard hitter of the album for me.
Yeah.
The whole subject matter of this song is just, it's really emotional. So it's about one of Cole's friends. He grew up beside their family, knew each other, and he went down the wrong path, got involved in drugs, and by the end of the song, it leads to his murder, and Cole feeling like, could he have done more to help him? And he feel that kind of powerlessness.
He's sort of taking responsibility, but at the same time accepting he couldn't do anything to do it, to help it.
It's one of them things, is that like when something like that happens to someone you care about so much, like, you know, if something's to happen to you now, and you always have that thing in your head, you're like,
you feel guilt, but there's no reason. There's no reason to feel the guilt, and that's what this song gets into, is that whole thing. And it's also like, I think it's a great, great line when he's talking about how his mother texted him to let him know about it. And I think that just like it sort of brings you back down to earth. Like that is like that it can be just like that. Like someone sends you a text, and all of a sudden you find out that someone's gone.
Yeah, and then that's it. Someone that you've grown up with, and someone that like, that meant a lot to you. I know they kind of drifted because they went down two different roads. And he went kind of, but it's one of the things, you're just like, you have so many memories looking back at that person, and you're like, shit, he's gone. Mm. Or she's gone in any, I know it's he in this case, but she or whatever. It just, I think it could apply to anyone. And it's just that thing of, as you said, there's nothing he could have done, but he won't feel like that.
Yeah.
He'll feel like, I could have done more. And it's that thing, is that you always, it's a natural human reaction, is that if something happened to you right now, I'd be like, man, I could have done something. Yeah. How did I notice that Kyle was going through this, or something happened? Like, yeah, it's just one of them things, you know? And
yeah.
I just think it was a great track, and it's one of the highlights of the album for me.
Definitely could be. Like, I can see, definitely, in terms of the meaning of the song, it's probably the deepest on the album.
Mm.
Well, not probably, definitely the deepest on the album, I should say.
And it's one of Cole's best vocal deliveries, I think, especially toward the end. You can feel the raw emotion in his voice, and it's beautiful. So then we get to the last track of the album, unfortunately, because I couldn't talk about this shit all fucking day. Hunger on Hillside with Bass. What do we think?
I think it's a great song. I think it's a very good closing out song as well.
Mm.
It closes, like, it sort of encapsulates what happened throughout the album pretty well, and it closes out very well. Bass coming back again, great to see. Mm. Yeah, yeah. I do like him.
Exactly, and we're used to Bass from the time we were 13, 14. He was nearly on every feature back then, so.
That's literally all I would have heard from Bass before now would have been FIFA songs, and now I'm after hearing them on J. Cole, and it's...
Yeah. And they have such a good chemistry together. I love it.
They do. It's the way that their voices work together is great.
I'm pretty sure the Bass is on Dreamville, J. Cole's record label. I'm pretty sure he's on Dreamville. Because he's on the Revenge of the Dreamers album as well. I'm 99% sure he's on. Because they collapse so much. So I'm very confident in that. So that brings us to the end of the album. So do you have any final verdicts on the album that we're after going through?
Right. Well, I'd say, like, overall, it's a great album. If it's hard to find flaws, but when you're doing a review on something, you sort of have to pick flaws as well. Yeah. You can't just sort of say, oh yeah, it's great and everything. It's got this, it's got that. You got to say what it doesn't have as well.
Mm.
So I think he's very good with his flow. He mixed his flow up very well. And he picked beats that he worked on. Mm. Just the issue is, there's definitely a wider variety of beats that he could have worked on. I think too many of the beats have little similarities to each other.
Mm.
But other than that, I can't, like, that's me forcing myself to pick a flaw. I can't really find much wrong with it. And that's, by the way, just quick refresher to everyone, that's from the not J. Cole fan. I am not a big J. Cole fan, and I think it's just, it's amazing. It's a great album, so you can only imagine what fucking big fanboy Nas over here is about to say about it.
I'm dying to interview on this.
Right, away you go.
I'm gonna try my best not to ramble on and to talk about, like, to gush about how much I love this album, but genuinely, I have to say, and this isn't just raw emotion, but I've given this so many, I've listened to this, before doing it, I think, it's been out since, what was it, 9 o'clock Irish time yesterday, maybe?
Something like that.
I've listened to it genuinely about 12, 13 times.
I've got a solid 5 or 6 listens in, so I'm not surprised by that.
But that's what I'm saying, like, that's, like, that many listens in, like, a day, like, is a lot for a full album, not even just the songs from it. And I genuinely can say I do think it is his best album ever. I think it's amazing. I think it's the most consistent album of his whole discography. I think every song is just, it's brilliant. And it's not, like, he's not treading over old ground. Like, he's not, all the top
stuff. He's not, like, churning back out stuff he's really, like, it's not just repeat of him. Like, sort of like what Eminem did, where he just made Kamikaze that he made, and he tried to go back to old Eminem, sort of failed a little bit. No one really liked it.
I'm going to ignore that you said that, because I'm going to kill you.
Okay.
I'm going to go fucking metal, man. Look, I've seen that criticism of Eminem. I'm going to put it out there, my opinion on it. I completely disagree with it. He was a very lucky man that I am running over there and strangling him right now.
Oi, I'm a big Eminem fan. I actually like a lot of songs off Kamikaze, just the album as a whole.
Okay, well, I'm telling you, next rap one we do, we're doing Eminem then.
Yeah, brand. It is literally going to be both of us just sucking fat Eminem cock for a full hour. That is all that's going
to
be.
Sounds good to me. We'll discuss what you just said. Like, did Eminem retread Warren Ground? We'll chat about that, and we'll go into a bit more detail with that, but we're going to go back to this, because
me or whatever.
No, that is a very interesting one, though. I'm very excited to touch on that on a later day. But I do think this is just a fantastic album. I think every track elevates the album. You know how you usually have a skip in an album? You're just like, oh yeah, that song is not great now. But every song adds something to the album.
It's not even, there's they don't just elevate the album, they elevate J. Cole as an artist, especially in my opinion.
Yeah.
Who, like, I was, as I've said, I was very, like, unaware of a lot of his songs beforehand. I would have heard them a couple times, and I would have, like, listened to Middle Child a good bit.
Yeah.
Other than that, very new to it. And definitely now I'm thinking I've got to check out some more of his stuff, because...
Forest Hill Drive. It's an amazing album. You have to check it out.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
and
they...
for all you listeners out there, you need to check it out too. If you haven't listened to it, please listen to it, because it's... It's
but
a, that's his most personal album.
Before you do that, check out the other episodes of the Noscast.
And give us a big follow on Insta, please.
Yup.
We really need just to... yeah, no, just a little preview. We're thinking about doing stuff like Q&As and stuff like that on
Instagram.
Yeah, once we get to 100 followers, we're going to do a Q&A. As a, I suppose a celebratory kind of episode. And yeah, so... If you can get you like it, get your mates to like it, get everyone to like it, and then we'll get that Q&A out there, and we'd be dying to hear from you and hear what you want to ask us and hear what you've got to say about the Noscast, really.
Yeah, how you've been enjoying it or not enjoying it so far.
We're all hopefully open for praise and criticism.
We are. But the criticism, don't be surprised if you get some fucking shit back. I will come at your throat, fam.
Okay, so I'm going to go... What did you say?
Come with your troll, fam.
Come with your troll, fam. We'll see.
All right. Well, back on track. You continue on with...
Yeah, no, I'm just going to...
Your overall review.
Final thoughts on the album. Then we're going to do our top five. And then I'll rank the albums. Do you know... Have you listened to many of these albums?
No.
I'll give my ranking on the actual... Where I think the albums are.
Well, just before you go on with your rankings, I'd say this one I'd give an 8 out of 10.
Yeah.
So... Depending on where you rank it, I'll agree or disagree.
Well, look, I'm going to have to give it a 10. Because like, I just think it's...
I can see that.
Well, I think it's a perfect album. Like, there's not one... Like, the two flaws I said were both at the very start. And they were nitpicking. They were me trying to find something to even talk about as a negative. And even then, like, it doesn't bother me. It doesn't affect my listening to the album. It doesn't affect my enjoyability. Like, they're very nitpicking.
Yeah.
And I just think everything about it, like, this album is so expertly paced. It's J. Cole's shortest album and it flies by. And I'm actually looking at it and I was like, Cole, man, give me more. I want more, man. And that's how you should feel after, you know, leave them wanting more.
Yeah.
You should, like, I can't wait for his next project. Whereas after K.O.D., I was like, I was kind of like, oh, that was disappointing.
Yeah.
Another 3 years and I was like, man, Cole, where are you at, man? I was listening to his old stuff and I was like, where's the old Cole at? And then I was like, who needs the old Cole? I love this Cole.
He's got the new Cole.
He's amazing. It's at a time when rap has been kind of dead over the last year. Like, besides Eminem's music to be murdered by, Side A and Side B, can you name one good rap album last year? Like, Nas's King's Disease is decent.
What I'd say is there's definitely been good rap songs that have come out. I don't think there's been a good rap album.
Exactly, and he just has put the whole game on watch. Like,
Kendrick
and Drake are going to have some job in their hands topping this. And it just makes it's meta rap exciting again. I cannot wait. So we'll go with our top five then.
Right.
Do you want to go first?
I'll let you go, why not?
Okay, so this is in no order now. Okay, well, by no order, I'm actually going in the order that they're from the album. So I'm going to go with My Life. That's the one with 21 Savage and Murray.
Mm-hmm.
100 Mil with Bass. Pride is the Devil. Let Go My Hand. And then finally, Close.
That's
my top five. And I have to say, Applying Pressure is so unlucky to miss out on an inclusion there, but it's just, the album's just so good. Like, I wish I could do a top 12 out of the 12 songs that are in the album. Like, I just want to put them all in. It was amazing.
Well, if I were to be forced into a top five, I'd say 95 South, again, no particular order, well, the order of where they come in the album. Then My Life as well, looking pretty similar so far. Then we have track number 100 Mil. We've got Interlude, I thought was great.
Interlude, brilliant.
And then the last one, I'm not sure where, like, this is the one where I'm really finding a difficult one to put in.
Yeah.
It's they're all so even afterwards, I'm sort of thinking. I'd say maybe Hunger on Hillside.
It's a very good outro. It is very
It's a great outro song. It suits the album well. But pretty sure I did say it's not in the top five like a minute ago. But True Luck, fucking Christmas.
Yeah, no, fuck it. Like, it can easily. Like, they're all interchangeable.
It's so... See, that fifth place... I think those other four...
Yeah, like, they're cemented. Like,
Interlude, 100 Mil, My Life, and 95 South. I don't think there's... I think they are the best four. It's just getting that fifth one in is very difficult.
I know you enjoyed listening to Amari. You know this one?
Yeah, Badabah. Yeah. The Badabahs are very good.
Yeah, no, that is so... I've been saying that all day since we came here. Like, Badabah.
It's so very catchy.
Exactly, it's very catchy. Like, that's going to get some radio play. You can already sense it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I love big it. Time.
Okay, before we close this episode of the Nozcast, I'll give you my quick album ranking. This isn't... Yeah. I'm not rating them out of 10 now. Unless you want me to, I can do it. I was just going to rank it from his whole...
Yeah, yeah, no, you rank... You just give them in order of where you think best, worst.
Okay, I'd say Cole's worst project was probably The Sideline Story. It's his first kind of major label album, and I just thought there was a lot of... There was a feeling in the process, and it just wasn't as well known as some of the albums.
That's a pretty common thing, though, is their first album sort of being a little bit...
Yeah, he was finding his feet on what he wanted to do with his style, and I just think it suffered from kind of beginners. It was pretty good.
The opposite
he was used to doing mixtapes, so.
The opposite of beginners, look, is what you were looking for there, man,
No, I just didn't think, I was trying to get a word, and I was like, fifth, I'm going to go KOD. Two songs I think are amazing from ATM and 1985. That's this song and Little Pump. And I just think they're both amazing tracks, but then the rest of the album, I'm just like, I'm not mad about filler songs, is it? A lot of... He's talking about, like, he's... The whole thing is, he's talking about drug addiction and all that, and he's talking about, like, kids on drugs, he's talking about his mom being on drugs. And, like, the good... Like, the message that he's portraying is good. It's just the way he tells it isn't very interesting, I have to say. I like Once an Addict as well. That's a good song, but, like, I have to be honest, I'm not mad about that album. And, to be honest, it's lucky that... Sideline Story could have been ahead of it.
It's sort of lucky that I had those two tracks to carry, is what you're...
I'm going with Born Sinner then at fourth. I think he's starting to find his feet, but hasn't quite found it yet. He has a good few... This is when the Bass collaboration started as well. He has a song with Kendrick, Forbidden Fruit, which is... I remember when that first came out, that was one of my favourite songs at the time.
I can imagine.
Me and my bitch took a little trip down to the garden. Took a little dip on my...
I'm so sad the viewers can't see your
They've been lucky when we've done a whole album and I haven't sang in.
No, I'm saying I'm so sad they can't see your little shoulder moving when you sing.
Oh yeah, no, I'm getting the shoulders going. Shout out to Steve Smith. You'd be kidding me if you say that. Alright, in third spot I'm going with For Your Eyes Only. This is the one I actually seen J. Cole at the For Your Eyes Only tour, and there's some amazing songs like For Whom the Bell Tolls, there's Change, Bill Mentality, Immortal. There's brilliant songs in it. It just isn't as good as the top two, I have to say. And I have to say, J. Cole is one of the best live performers I've ever seen. Me and Craig had an absolute blast at that. It was one, honest to God, it was genuinely one of the most... He's so good live. He puts on such a show, and it was incredible. Yeah. It really was. In second place, I'm going to go with 1014, Forest Hill Drives, which...
Huge.
I never thought I'd have this album in second place. This is one of my favourite rap albums of the last... fucking 20 years, to be honest, and it says a lot to this in a second. The highlights...
Jeez,
of that
song, man, one of your favourite rap albums in 20 years. You were listening to rap when you were 2, man.
No, but you know, all of that came out in the last 20 years. Like, most of rap, like, most of the classics of rap, you'd be listening to before you... The album that came out before you were born. So, and I never thought I'd have that in second place. It's Cole's most personal album, and, like, it feels so raw and personal, and, like, songs like Love Yours, Wet Dreams, No Role Models, it still is... like, most famous song. When you hear that instrumental, before Cole even comes in, you're just like, yes. Oh, it's amazing. And, yeah, it's... I can't believe I have it in second place, but that's how highly I rate number one, the off-season. And I strongly urge you, please, when you're done here, please listen to it. Even if you don't like J. Cole, please go listen to it. I guarantee you, you will love this album. It's brilliant.
Although I'm gonna assume that a lot of the people listening have already listened to the album.
Well, maybe they want to get our opinion before they listen. They're a bit iffy, they're on the fence, and it's like, oh, maybe, I don't know, I'm not mad about J. Like you, they're just like, I'm not mad about J. Cole, like, he has some good songs, but I'm not sure of his album. And then
I'd say definitely if you're into rap but not into J. Cole, definitely an album for you. If you're not into rap, I think there's definitely still some songs you will enjoy on the album.
Yeah.
And if you're a J. Cole fan, you can hear how Nozzle loves it, so I assume all J. Cole fans are going to be absolutely loving it as well.
Please, just listen to it. Please listen to it. After you're done here, listen to it. Well, after you're done listening to all the Nozcast episodes, actually. Just put that out there. Listen to all of our episodes. Even the ones you don't like.
Why would they not like any of them? They're all amazing.
Oh, no. and then please give us a follow on the Insta, and thank you very much for listening to this latest edition of the Nozcast. For myself and Kyo, that's all we got today, folks. Thank you.
Right, thanks, guys. We take this shit so seriously. Don't forget that.